This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's hump day. We'll take caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, and give you a pair of tickets to see Holly Near. Yep, she's got a movie called Singing for Our Lives. This is at the 41st Annual Mill Valley Film Festival, and this particular movie is showing on Sunday the 7th, this Sunday, at the Cine Arts Sequoia Theater, which I think is just a little teeny theater right in downtown Mill Valley. Mm. I'm not sure what the name of that place is, but there really is only one movie theater in Mill Valley. Hmm. You must have been. They do a lot of art shows there, actually.
Yeah, I think I've been there once or twice, yeah.
So this, they call it the Mill Valley Film Festival. They must be just showing films in random places like that aren't movie theaters. Is that part of it, or is it throughout Marin only at movie theaters?
It's mostly movie theaters, but I think there's a few that are outside. You know, films have to be presented a certain way.
I see.
So you got one movie theater and Barney Fife runs that town?
Yeah.
Barney Fife was very sweet yesterday.
Yeah. Of course he was.
It was very young Barney Fife.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was three old ladies in a car just, you know, being
speeding.
Nice. Being nice, though. And
spy
I had a reason.
School.
I know.
Yeah, that's the big part.
You could tell he was just like, just don't do it anymore.
Like, did Debbie talking help?
I don't know, man. She kept talking even after it was already decided that I wasn't going to get a ticket.
And like, were you like, okay, you guys can walk from here?
Yeah, no, it still was pretty far for them. They're sitting in the car as he goes back, and she's like, "Oh my God, we'll just split the ticket." I'm like, "Don't worry about it. I'll do the traffic. You know, don't worry about it. I haven't gotten a ticket in a long time. I can afford to pay for the ticket." Like, and they, you know, meanwhile, I'm just like, you know, that just like that cold sweat. Like, it's scary getting pulled over by
it
the
is.
Police.
Whatever.
Like, it's like
you
shaky.
Knew you were going to get off. You
I
were
didn't
sitting
know until
there
he
like
came
a
back,
lady who's going to be set free.
I knew when he came back really fast that I was going to soon, because he was maybe a minute and a half.
There isn't a moment.
I'm sure he just ran my info and was like, "Oh, what a great upstanding citizen."
In my entire life, where police say, "All right, I'll be right back." Where I'm going to be getting off of that ticket. There's
well,
no...
The problem,
right, I'm going to be right back. I'm like, oh, great.
They go run your license and they see, you know, all
they
your other infractions.
Anything.
Yeah,
get
they do.
Here.
They see all your other tickets. He's like, oh, this poor woman hasn't had a ticket since 2005,
yeah,
for God's
needs
sake.
One. She's clearly
she's
flagrant.
For one.
No, she doesn't need one.
Right. We need
and
to remind
there was an
her.
Aggressive man torturing her.
Hey, call in now. Caller number 9
oh,
wins
sorry.
The tickets.
Yes. Caller 9. Let me get back to what I was talking about before Barney Fife came into the picture. Right now, thank you, Adele. Caller number 9, 800-400-3697. You get a pair of tickets to see Holly Near singing for Our Lives at the 41st Annual Mill Valley Film Festival this Sunday, Cine Arts Sequoia Theater. This Holly Near?
Yes.
And you get tickets to see her at the Sweetwater later that night. So they're doing this. Michael Franti's doing the same thing, playing the movie, and then walking down the street a block away to the Sweetwater to do, I guess, I don't know, the Q&A. And
yeah,
the,
fun.
It is kind of neat. So it's a Holly Near with Tammy Hall and Jan Martinelli. Little concert at the Sweetwater Music Hall that night. So this is what you'll be doing Sunday night if you're calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. What's the movie about, I wonder? We Are Gay and Straight Together. We're singing for our lives.
This is a move. This video here is about a protest, it seems, and so I'm sure she's an activist of sorts.
All right. Okay, there's a glorious dynam up there. For our lives. Well, that's nice, isn't that? So you can see that movie if you want to. I wanted to mention this again because I really felt like we didn't spend enough quality time on it yesterday. Love Actually is going to be live scored by the San Francisco Symphony this December. This would be a lovely Christmas gift for the Love Actually fan in your life. as you know, it's one of the best movies of all time. Came out in 2003. And it looks like they're going to be playing all the music along with it. So you'll be watching the movie on a giant screen and then enjoying the symphony. It's expensive. Let's see. It's December 11th and December 12th. Those are a Tuesday and a Wednesday night at Davies Symphony Hall in San Francisco. 7:30, and their tickets start at $90.
Wow. It is pricey.
It's not cheap. So you can get them at the Symphony website.
This is Kelly Clarkson. She's on one of the tracks called The Trouble with Love Is.
There's actually a lot of great tunes on that. Aw. Vinny, doesn't this make you want to see the movie?
No. She sounds great.
It's so funny. There's like this one plot is this aging rock star and his manager. And
So you recognize this song, but it's not Kelly Clarkson singing it.
I don't
in
believe
the...
it's Kelly in the movie.
Original.
It might
she
be,
wasn't
though.
No, she wasn't know. Around then.
2003? When did
American did she break? Idol.
When did she break?
I don't know. I guess it would be...
I feel like this
maybe
might
right
be the
around
one.
That time.
Or
no.
Maybe this is just included on the
2002, so
yeah,
she was
see?
Hot at the time.
Yeah,
I'm sure she was in that movie as a, on the track
right.
list.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The big song from Love Actually is the Mariah Carey Christmas song, you know, All I Want for Christmas Is You. In fact, I think that might have been the first time I ever even heard that song. But there's, I think Jump for Your Love is one of them.
Oh, what, Pointer Sisters?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, Jump for My Love by
right.
Girls Aloud.
Oh, and the Prime Minister, played by the beautiful Hugh Grant,
yes.
starts, you know, his butt starts shaking to it.
Uh-huh,
they're playing a request
on
the radio. You know, it's it's one of those movies, Vinny. I'm sorry that you probably won't ever see it, because I actually think you would love that movie. There's some funny stuff. Me. Heartbeat. So if you don't want your computer to crash on you, don't Google these people.
Oh.
Every year we get a list, and this is a super random list of, I mean, I guess maybe I would look up Kourtney Kardashian.
Just to see what she has to say.
But I'm looking at all these and thinking, I don't know that I'd look them up. But the McAfee Cybersecurity Group has issued their annual list of celebrities who are most likely to give you a computer virus, which means, you know, you click on a link somewhere and you go to a place where, I don't know, you get infected somehow and then your computer shuts down on you first thing in the morning. Malware, I guess, is what they call it. So this year's most dangerous celebrities, number 10 is Brad William Henke. I guess he's a guy from Orange is the New Black.
If never
you were
heard
thinking,
of him.
Well, don't Google him. Continue to not never have heard of him. Oh, you don't Google all these people.
Brian Henke?
Yeah.
All right.
No, Brad Henke.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Brad William Henke.
All right.
Don't do it. The whole point is that you shouldn't do it. Kelly Ripa is a risk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, live with Kelly and Ryan. Amber Heard is a risk.
Oh.
And actually, we have some Johnny Depp stuff today, too.
Oh.
Speaking of Amber. Yeah, Amber, why did you do that to Johnny for? Kourtney.
Kourtney Kardashian.
Actually, Kourtney's not the one with the voice. It's Khloe.
It's Khloe.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry, Kourtney. That's okay. I forgive you. Deborah Messing from Will and Grace.
Huh.
Rose Byrne, who I love, from Bridesmaids, that movie Spy. Neighbors.
You'd think this would be, the bait would be temptation for older people.
Yeah.
Like Deborah Messing might work.
Because
right. there's a generation of people who are super into that show that's back on.
Yeah.
And,
like Murphy Brown, like Candace Bergen
right.
should be one.
There you go.
Right. Rosemary Clooney, for God's sake.
But she's not on there.
No.
Huh.
The original Wonder Woman, Linda Carter. That's another old people one.
Linda Carter?
Yeah. If you Google her and click on certain websites, she's the fourth most likely to get your
computer. Oh, so she's on there. Okay.
No, she's
well,
on
that,
there.
That makes, that's what I'm saying. That makes more sense. Some of these young people, I don't, that doesn't.
Marianne Cotillard from Inception and A Good Year, French actress. And also, isn't the rumor that she banged Brad Pitt on the set of their movie?
Yeah, but I thought she was pregnant during that time too, though.
She's like, that did not happen. Reality
Allied.
What's that?
It's the movie Allied.
Oh, Ally, that's right. Right. They're both, they're both spies or something.
Britt and I review that film on the air.
You guys are amazing. I remember that being one
big
of the
big movie review to Thursday, everybody.
Venom and Star is Born.
Correct.
Have you seen them both now?
Tonight is Venom.
Oh. The number two celebrity that if you Google them, you're likely to get a virus or malware is Kristen Cavallari, the reality TV star.
Oh, well, she has a new show out right now. Very Cavallari.
Oh.
That's what it's called.
And number one is Ruby Rose. She probably know her best from Orange is the New Black. And I guess she is going to be playing Batwoman on the CW. Mm. They've got some superhero shows going now. And it's a pretty random list, but avoid Ruby Rose, apparently, at all costs.
I don't.
She's a hottie. You remember our old chick, Vanessa, who used to run our we went to her wedding?
She's in, yeah, I
she's
remember.
She's in love with Ruby Rose.
Well, Ruby Rose is probably very cute.
Very cute.
She is.
Very pretty.
But that wedding.
Was beautiful, I agree.
What it was beautiful, you're right, but they're not together anymore. They didn't even try. Come on.
Yeah, I'll never get that 4 hours of my life back.
4 hours was just the drive there. Oh, well, that was only me.
Well, it took us 2 hours to get there. I stayed like an hour and then some 5 hours of my life.
Oh, yeah, she's cute as a button.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's Australian.
Beautiful. Yeah. Is she bi? Is she gay? What is she?
She's gay.
Oh.
I think she has a girlfriend.
Good for her.
A hot girlfriend?
Of course, Sarah.
I'm part of the problem. Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp did an interview with GQ, and in it, he talks about how terrible it was going through all this stuff. He calls them all the false allegations that Amber Heard made against him. He said he could see the way people's attitudes about him changed as he would be on the street, and suddenly they went from being like, Johnny, Johnny, to Johnny.
Well, the Rolling Stone interview he did undid him as well, and that was his own doing.
So, agreed. I mean, all of this is his own doing. Like, he appears to be a crazy person who does not really have any handle on reality. I mean, just the money stuff alone, I'm just like, oh, Jesus, somebody step in, be a conservator.
Well, and they don't seem, they presented him as someone who's extremely lonely, has very few friends. The only people around him are paid employees.
Right.
He's at war with people. He's hired to help him. They're throwing back and forth these accusations of, you are ridiculous with your money. And he's like, you're robbing me. Well, okay, so these people you've hired to take care of you, you're now
trying to give you advice.
You're calling them crooks because you can't spend all day every day.
Right.
2016 is said that he was worth $400 million, and according to this, right now, he's worth $200.
Oh, the poor thing. He's poor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and he also says he gets sued every single day. Someone drops a lawsuit on him. He's like, that's just the way it is. Probably has to have a full-time lawyer to just deal with that stuff.
Yeah.
But
that
it
sucks.
Was even little things in the Rolling Stone thing where he's, you know, he goes, oh, they said I spend $30,000 a day on wine. It's not 30. It's like 60.
Mm.
How is that helping your argument?
It's not. He just thinks he's hilarious.
And those numbers, that's not a quote. I'm paraphrasing.
It was something like
that,
Vinny.
It was some ridiculous statement where you just read it and just wanted to
like,
spit.
If the bottle of wine isn't $30,000, it's not worth drinking.
Jesus.
I'm like, no, it is, dude. Really. Go to BevMo. They'll point you in the right direction. Right. You'll be awesome. Get the 1 cent wine sale. Come on. So he also, one of his things is he's got to smoke these hand-rolled cigarettes. You know, he rolls them in licorice papers.
Oh.
You know,
all right.
I don't know. So what he doesn't like to do is be reminded of the health implications of smoking unfiltered hand-rolled tobacco cigarettes. I mean, look, they're all dangerous, but, you know, the filter's there for a reason. I guess to make you live longer and buy more cigarettes. So he's got a guy that takes care of that for him. So he buys the pouch of tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me. Someone buys the pouch of tobacco for him, and then they black out the black lungs and the health warnings that are all over the thing. Someone just takes a Sharpie to him. That's so he doesn't have to, because the interviewer's like, can I see that package? What's happening here? He's like, I don't like to see that stuff.
Here's the quotes, by the way. It's insulting to say that I spent $30,000 on wine because it was far more. And the other one is, by the way, it was not $3 million to shoot Hunter to the bleeping sky. It was $5 million.
Mm.
And as you're reading it, you're like, dude, you're just, You're not
so
helping.
You're even more stupid than we originally thought.
Right.
You're not helping. And that, to me, is like a break from reality. Like, dude, no one can relate to this. No one has sympathy for you. No, even like billionaires are like, dude.
Zip it. Right. I don't necessarily think we want to have our superstar celebrities be relatable, but to just shove in our faces that you wipe your butt with money.
Right.
That isn't doing you
it's
any.
Not
you're
helping
not winning
you.
Any favor Mm-mm. there.
No, especially when, you know, the last thing we heard is that you have a hooked up cell phone into your girlfriend, your wife's face. Like, just, you know what you should do? Shh.
Right.
Get, oh, really? Really? Guy's from Kentucky.
Oh, I know.
Just thought I'd point that out. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got this going? Hmm. Anyway, so he smokes these hand-rolled cigarettes. It's a profile in the British edition of GQ, and the author says, the only visible vice is the rolling tobacco that he smokes in licorice papers. He'll roll one up every 20 minutes or so, and often not light it immediately. He lets it hang from his mouth, the paper sticking to his lower lip as he talks and answers questions. He has all the tobacco warnings, all the images of blackened lungs scribbled out by an assistant. He does talk about pretty extensively about his financial issues, his breakup with Amber Heard, the reputation hit that he took. One of the quotes from him is, the last 3 or 4 years has felt like a perverse situation that was inflicted on me. It hurts. I know the truth. And if I had to walk away from all of it today, the job, the career, all of it, go toodaloo, then fine. And there's some, he's looking hot, I'll tell you that right now, because he's had some bad, I've seen some bad photos of him recently, but I'm looking at the pictures from the GQ.
Well,
article.
You know, like Brad Pitt, he's one of the most naturally good-looking dudes there are. Mm. Like, you just can't imagine what it would be like to just be that damn handsome.
Yeah, even as he's aging here. Although I have seen some pictures where he looks pretty bloated.
Mm-hmm. Well, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, he can not take care of himself, and sure, he doesn't look great, but he probably, you know, gets his diet under control, and within a week, he's film ready again, you know?
I'm ready to go. look at the time already. All right, that's gonna wrap up the early trash. Vincent, what is coming up in the news?
Well, Sarah, I've got a guy catching his wife having an affair in just a weird way after these.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco SPCA, celebrating 150 years of bringing pets and people who love them together with the Cuddle Me Festival, October 13th. Join for cuddles, adoptions, to enter your dog for doggy drag show, and more. Visit sfspca.org/cuddleme for more info. I'll do that one more time.
We'll do a little cuddling.
sfspca.org/cuddleme.
Our neighbor's fostering this dog right now. It's a Chihuahua something. You know, mix.
Mm-hmm. Mix.
It's like a big, leggy, long Chihuahua, you know, but it's got the shakes and it has the Chihuahua face and stuff. But its ears, it looks like Dobby the House Elf. Did you ever see the movies?
Yes.
The Harry Potter movies.
Is that what that's from?
Yeah. He's got like the long ears that come out, like stick straight out the sides. They named him Bunny. I'm like, that thing's name should be Dobby for sure.
Just cute.
Really cute. Like so sweet.
There's a dog in an ad that I saw just the other day, and I'm watching this dog, and I'm like, that's the cutest dog I've ever seen.
In an ad?
What is that? So I go to Google, and I go, what is the dog in I think it's a U.S. bank or some ad. And then it fills in the rest, because clearly I'm not the first person to have looked it up.
Uh-huh.
And then it was a dachshund beagle mix. And it's the cutest little dog, and they even have a name for it. And I was like, oh, that's it. That could be the dog.
Oh, the new dog?
No, I'm not going to get one, but you know, the.
You are. It's really just a question of when.
Well, I just wanted
to. Dog guy.
My point being that mixes are great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're great looking, and they have great temperaments. And that was one of the things as I read about this dog.
Oh, is the dog's name Squirt?
I think it's Squirt.
Yeah. Yeah, plenty of people have looked it up.
Is it U.S. Bank?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, there you go.
That's funny. Dogs. Oh, they really are cute.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Only they had an off switch.
Beagle, Dachshund, yeah, mix.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's begin with the A's. They play today in New York City. It's a winner moves on, loser goes home.
And we did a photo. I guess that's going to get put up today.
It's not up. He's been pimping it for days.
Hooman, did you put it up? Is it up?
Not yet. I need to fix it up a little. I have to add something to it.
Okay.
Pimp it
We're
out.
We're going to add a little something.
We have to add something to it.
Our A's post.
Yeah.
Monday, we must have got 100 texts saying, don't forget to wear green. Don't forget to wear green.
Right.
It'll be up in the next 12 minutes.
Oh,
before
well,
the break is
goodness
up.
Gracious.
Excellent.
Let us know when that happens so we can look at
you
it.
You got it.
So the A's tonight at 5 o'clock. The Rockies, by the way, pulled out. They went. I think it went like 13 innings, but they move on and the Cubs go home. After the Cubs being like the winningest team throughout most of the year, they crumbled here at the end and season over. Mm. So go A's. Here's what you need to know about today's presidential alert.
Oh, yeah. Tell
You're going
to
get one. There's nothing to know. You'll get an alert. It's a test. It'll happen, it looks like, around 2:18 2:20-ish Eastern time.
So 11-ish
something, we'll see a
it's
text.
It's apparently going to be pretty loud, and it's like a...
It'll go to everybody's phone.
Whether you're muted or not. Mm-hmm. So if you sleep during the day, you know, if you're like a third shifter or something, you might want to consider that you don't want an alarm at that point. It is just a test. He'll be like, hello.
I don't think it's going to be like that.
It's me, the celebrity of president.
So get ready for the first presidential alert at 11:18.
I wanted you to hear about my
this morning.
big brain. Oh, Kavanaugh. He was making fun of that chick yesterday.
I know, so awful.
Well, it does look like Brett Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court nominee, the FBI is about to complete its investigation. It looks like the report might be handed over as early as today.
Wow.
And the vote will happen this week. That's what they're saying. That's the latest report I've got.
That guy is not Supreme Court material. I think that was clearly demonstrated last Thursday.
No one text in.
Especially not you, Mom.
A university in England...
Oh, which one does it say?
The University of Manchester.
All right.
Students' union has passed a resolution to ban class. Look, we're all trying to have a better society and take everybody's feelings and problems into account. This might have gone too far, as they have banned clapping at student union events.
Why?
Because some people aren't getting as much as other people?
No, the loud noise of traditional clapping and whooping, pose an issue to students with anxiety or sensory issues.
Oh, for God's sake.
So replacing clapping...
With what?
...will be...
With what?
Jazz hands.
Oh, no! Don't do it!
I like it.
Don't do it!
I love
it. You look so dumb!
This couldn't be a bigger joke. Like, it's a joke. But it's not a joke.
Let's do that from now on. Whenever we want to clap, we're just going to go like this. Okay.
I mean,
why do you love that so much?
It's such a CF. It's the best.
Oh, my God. The Alice Morning Show performing Shawn Mendes for you.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Where is this again?
The University of Manchester in England, and most people are as weirded out by it as I am, as people have made comments as much as Britain's losing its mind. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and then others are like, here's one that says, I have severe anxiety and major depression. No, clapping shouldn't be banned. How ridiculous. What's next? Ban children from laughing?
Yes.
Yeah, it does
that
feel...
That is next.
Like
where will we go next? That doesn't feel just one step too far.
Clapping band.
Yeah, that's not.
Jazz hands.
Hey, you can't see, but I'm really enjoying this. I would be clapping, but
Jesus.
I'm just gonna. Just you can watch us on the show, everyone. Don't you love this? Come on, let's all
great.
Looking glass. My hand actually just got tired. I couldn't make it go back and forth anymore. Jazz hands.
Unbelievable.
I do hate clapping for prolonged periods. Your hands actually get kind of like tired of it. Like enough of that.
Right, but...
So then you just sort of join in, but you're clapping silently.
Oh, 510 says jazz hands mean applause in sign language.
Oh.
It does, but that's, it works if everyone's deaf, but I mean, if you could hear, right, you might as well clap.
Right. What if you're blind? You can't tell if you're getting a good reaction or not.
Yeah, if you're blind, that's not going to work.
Is pretty discriminatory against the blind.
I'll be like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Why is everyone so
quiet? Why is it quiet all of a sudden? Why do I feel wind?
Yeah. Am I alone?
What's that breeze?
Where'd everybody go?
This transition to the perfect society is just
there is no
troubling. Well, slowly but surely. So I teased you with a woman in Colombia. We only have her first name. It looks like it's Yimy. Yimy. Y-E-I-M-Y.
Okay.
Yimy?
Yimy. Let's go Yimy.
Let's go Yeezus.
Yimy has been cheating on her husband, Leonardo, with a guy named Jesus for over a year now.
Oh. What is it?
Jamie.
Oh. Jamie and Jesus were together last week, and they decided to go to a motel to get it on. So they called Uber.
Oh. Uh-oh.
When the car arrived, the driver was Jamie's husband, Leonardo.
No.
That's how he found out that his wife has been having an affair for a year.
With Jesus.
With Jesus. Apparently, he was driving using a friend's car and account to make some extra dough.
Oh.
So Jamie and Jesus had no idea he'd be the person picking them up.
Right. She didn't realize he worked for Uber.
Right.
That's actually a little frightening that someone can use someone else's car.
They can't, actually. Now on top of Leonardo losing his wife, his buddy has lost his job as an Uber driver because it violates their policies to let someone drive on your account.
Because the whole point is, they know who you are.
Right. And you've been screened and the whole thing. So
right.
Leonardo there on a Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
Bad day.
Yeah, not a good day.
Life coming undone.
Right. It is weird how, suddenly you enter you don't realize that the next 5 minutes are going to utterly change your life.
Mm.
And yet, here they come.
Yeah. Can you imagine your Leonardo pulling up and there's a guy holding your wife's hand as you pull up to get them?
And they're making out in the back seat.
Well, they didn't get in the car, I'm sure.
And he's grabbing her boobs from outside.
Oh,
the shirt.
My God.
Oh, from outside.
What about
the
that
shirt?
Part?
I just say, he's helping me in the car.
Really? So he pulls up, meep, meep, hop in, and doesn't have a cow right there?
What?
No, he's like, his eyes are adjusting.
Oh, really?
Like, he doesn't know if it's like his wife's doppelganger.
Yeah, could be someone who just looks exactly like her. That lives at her address.
This is for Hooman.
Okay, Hooman, listen up.
Because we've all heard the stories about Hooman going to a party and leaving in under 20 minutes.
Yes.
He
puts in an appearance.
Right.
Make sure he takes a bunch of pictures, make sure everybody sees him, and then just goes out the side door.
Right.
Who are we talking about?
All right.
We could be talking about Vinny, but this time we're talking about you.
All right. If you want to throw a good party that actually makes people want to stay, here's what you need to do. These are the ingredients for a party that will keep Hooman there.
All right.
Number one, offer them a drink in under 8 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
my
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
First thing you do is say the bar's right there.
That's the same rule in a film. If a movie isn't good within the first 8 minutes, watch out. It's usually going to be bad.
Also, talk to your guests within 8 minutes of them getting there. So make sure the drink offer is made and make sure you've accepted them into the mix personally. Offer someone a snack within less than 10 minutes.
Mm.
Food's got to follow the drink offer.
Right. Well, there should be, if you're having a party, you should have food out for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You get them a drink. You find them someplace
good
to sit while
too.
You're chatting. You put some yummy food in front of them. I suggest the bacon-wrapped scallop. It's a little something for everybody's allergy right there.
The scallop is, to me, I find it the completely inoffensive food.
Mm.
Because there's no face, mm-mm, there's no feet.
There's no jigglies.
Right. As long as it's been cooked properly, it's sure, pretty good. But I think most people don't like scallops.
I don't.
Oh, really?
I just can't.
Like, to me, I've tried to convince people, like, there's no face, there's no feet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was...
It's just a chewy bit of ocean goodness.
I don't want the chewy.
I don't want the chewy.
It doesn't know it's been caught. Yeah. It didn't fight for its life. Nope. as they were getting it into the boat.
Basically the muscle in a snail.
It's nothing.
It's just a muscle.
Yeah, it's just zero.
You're not even eating the googly part of the scallop. Like, that's just the muscle part.
Right.
They throw the googly part away.
As meat goes, it's the most inoffensive meat of all the meats.
I agree. You're right.
And yet, I think that most people, that thing?
Mm. I love scallops. Yeah. I like little scallops. I like big scallops. I like scallops. Although, people are undercooking them, you know? Sometimes they're a little like, inside.
I like it like, inside.
Mm. Oh, you do?
I want it to be fully.
Like slimy?
Like a little bit raw?
Little bit of raw in the middle, especially like a big fat scallop. Like, I don't know what the difference is, but you know how sometimes you'll get like scallops someplace and they give you like three of them and they're the size of like a silver dollar or something? Or like a 50-cent piece?
Nothing will make me go 5 year old faster than an uncooked scallop. Like, I bite into that and it's a little oogie, or I see. Napkining my tongue right there in front of you all.
It's googly.
Offer a drink refill within 20 minutes.
Let's get that person lubed up.
To keep people at your party. Don't talk about politics or money.
Yeah.
Talk about TV shows, movies, or food. That's the way to keep Hooman at your party.
Is that true, Hooman? Hooman also likes a game. Hooman wants a game.
He does?
You do, even at your own parties.
All those suggestions are good. I agree with all of them, you know.
Don't ask people to take their shoes off.
Yeah, I hate that.
They don't like it.
I hate it too. Yeah, I think it's so stupid. I was at.
If I'm having a party, I am a shoe taker offer, but I won't make you take them off. I feel like the house is going to get trashed no matter what. That's the whole point of the party, right?
Or if I know ahead of time, you know, make sure my toenails are done or something.
I was at this party and, you know, the host insisted everyone take off their shoes.
Was it Michael and Sarah?
Yeah, it was Michael and Sarah. And this poor girl, like, you know, she's got, I don't know, pantyhose or whatever, and her feet are slippery up and down those stairs. She's just wiping out.
She wiped out twice, right?
Yeah.
Like, really fell
and
down
I'm
the
like,
stairs twice.
Let the girl wear her shoes.
They don't have shoes in their house. They're hardcore about it, too. They had, like, big troughs where you had to put your shoes.
Well, so that's their deal, mm-hmm, and I get it. But, yeah, I don't like to take my shoes off. And if I do, well, then I'm going to go barefoot, not sock foot.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm not a sock foot guy. It makes me feel like I have a cold or something.
Oh.
You know, like when you were sick at home and you're like chilly.
Yeah.
And you got to put your socks on and you're all, that's not the way I want to feel when I'm at a party.
I like socks. I like sliding around on my floors and stuff.
Bogus.
That's nice.
Hey, everyone, go to the Al973 Instagram. The Oakland A's post is up.
Speaking of Instagram, they also say, and this is the last one on the list of ways to keep people at your party if you're throwing one, make sure the party looks good on Instagram photos.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Have a backdrop for people to use if your house isn't decorated well.
Oh.
Yeah.
So people can take some pics and post from your party.
This is a wonderful photo that Hooman has just put up on Instagram, making this party look fun.
Do we have a good backdrop, though?
We do.
We have a couple office doors. I do have to say, I really expected there to be more pimpage. I guess it must be the hashtags. Oh, yes, plenty of hashtags.
That took you over 24 hours?
Well, he knew he wasn't going to post it till today, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't want to. We had some other posts to do yesterday, and tonight's the game, so it just seems more apropos.
Well, Vaughn looks good.
Sure yeah. does.
He's about the only one.
I know. I got my eyes closed, but what else is new?
Oh, you do?
Yeah, me too, kind of.
No, your eyes are open, Vinny.
They are?
Yeah, and so are yours, Bryn.
One of mine
I'm
is.
Zooming in. Yeah, see
no, both of your eyes are open too. Everyone, zoom in on
whatever.
Your eyes. You'll see they're
check
open.
Us out on Instagram. No one's happy with the picture. What else is new?
Surprise! We all hate ourselves in the picture. Thought you guys all looked fine. I didn't look at you.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Kelly is the original artist for "The Trouble with Love Is" on Love Actually.
Oh. There you go.
Vinny would love Love Actually because everyone finds love, says 707. Oh, spoiler alert.
That's actually not true. No. There's some real heart. It's all these sort of different takes on relationships and love and different relationships, like a brother-sister relationship or, you know, workplace relationship or an affair. It's and there's even this rock star and his manager.
Yeah,
it's
sweet.
It's a great movie. You know who would love it? Your daughters. Someday. It's a beautiful movie. I do actually hope that you get to see it. It'll really move you.
You know, I'm having enough trouble keeping my tears in these days. I don't need
what was the book you were crying at?
I don't need to talk about that right now.
I feel like we should, you know.
408 says, Michael Franti was awesome on The Secret Show yesterday. I have an interview today for a new job that I'm hoping will rescue me from my terrible current position. He gave me motivation to go into this hopeful and positive.
Aww.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, he was great. We talked a lot about their birth experience, and then he was talking about some of, you know, his attitudes over the years and
his own struggles
that he's dealt with.
And I've certainly thought of him almost like throw a blanket of happy over him, because that's what it seems he's able to find daily.
Right.
And it's not necessarily as easy for him as, you know, he was able to sort of say, I didn't just become happy. I didn't land in happy and then...
And talked about some of his struggles early on in his life. And
it's awesome.
It is, actually. It actually gives me a bigger appreciation for how positive his attitude is.
Oh, here was another one, okay. If I can find it.
That's yesterday's Secret Show, by the way.
I'll do it later. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with the Billboard Hot 100, the biggest songs in the country at this moment.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.